Chicago's weather forecast, some cloudiness today with a high in the 80s. Time now, 10:45.
And now, sitting in for Howard Miller, who is almost through with vacationing for 1957, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents a man who is almost through with 1957, George Watson.
Yes. And thank you, Joe Voss. I'll have a word with you in private. This is the last day of Howard's vacation, and unless he pulls too strong a right oar rowing back from Canada and ends up in Hudson's Bay or someplace, he'll be back on Monday. And because we haven't heard a word from Howard since Wednesday, I assume he's gotten used to the way we play the reverse side of the records he gave us, which is why we've called these shows The Other Side of Howard Miller. I guess this is my last opportunity to talk to you about Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, too. And that's something I really enjoy talking about because it's something that gives people enjoyment and satisfaction. Just about everybody enjoys that cool, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint flavor. Try it yourself and see. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, just 5 cents a pack on store counters everywhere. Well, here's a calypso tune called Java by Mitch Miller. Java, the flip side of Who Will Kiss Your Ruby Lips by Mitch Miller. Well, since this is our last program for Howard Miller, and in line with our desire to present as many fresh and enlightening features as we can before Howard's return, we thought it might be interesting to talk to a typical teenager today. We know that a good segment of the folks who listen to the Howard Miller Show are young people, and so the views of a typical teenager should be interesting, we think. His name is Stanley Eh. Is that right, Stanley?
That's right.
Well, just how do you spell that last name, Stanley?
E-H, just like you write it.
Yes. You consider yourself a typical teenager, do you?
That's right.
Fine. Well, let's talk about popular music for a moment, Stanley. You listen to the Howard Miller Show, of course?
I've heard it. Generally, I'm sleeping, but I caught it sometime.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about records and music for a moment, then. They say that rock and roll is on its way out. Would you agree to that?
I guess so. I don't argue much. It makes me tired.
Uh-huh. Tell me this, Stanley. If rock and roll music does disappear, will you be sorry?
Well, how do you mean? I wouldn't cry or nothing.
No, of course. Just what kind of music do you think will replace rock and roll, Stanley? As a typical teenager, do you have any idea about that?
I don't know. I suppose some other kind of music. I read the other day it might be Hawaiian-type music.
Yes. Well, I heard that, too. Do you like Hawaiian music, Stanley?
It's okay, I guess. I'd like it better if they'd leave out those guitars.
Hawaiian music without guitars?
Yeah, they kind of get on my nerves.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have to talk with you this morning, Stanley. By the way, just how old are you, Stanley?
43.
You consider yourself a typical teenager?
Well, a typical 43-year-old teenager, sure.
Yeah, all right. See, well, that should appease a lot of younger teenagers who might have thought you were their spokesman. Now I can see the advantages of selecting your guests more carefully before putting them on your program. Thank you, Stanley. Here's Tony Bennett singing in the middle of the island, I'm glad to say.
In the middle of an island, in the middle of the ocean, you and I beneath the moonlight, just the monkeys and the palm trees. In the middle of an island, plenty time to do some kissing, plenty time for lots of loving, but walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, you're just a picture on my wall. My darling, how I wish we could be in the middle of an island, in the middle of the ocean. You and I forever, darling, in a paradise for two.
A 43-year-old teenager?
George.
Son. Thanks, Joe. Friends, that was Tony Bennett singing in the middle of an island. And if you question whether or not Tony is singing in the middle of an island, all you have to do is flip the record over, and there's Tony's answer. Song called I Am. You know, I said a minute ago that just about everybody enjoys that delicious Wrigley Spearmint flavor found only in Wrigley Spearmint gum, and that's true. Wherever you go, you'll find folks in all walks of life, all ages, enjoying Wrigley Spearmint. They like the way the good, smooth chewing helps relieve tension and gives them that relaxed feeling while they work. And when they're playing or just taking it easy, they enjoy that refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint flavor that cools your mouth and freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. And as I've mentioned before, on those long, wearisome drives, chewing a stick of Wrigley Spearmint gum will help keep you alert. So keep a pack in your pocket or purse, huh? Wrigley Spearmint gum. Now here's Jill Corey and Love.
You know now how I feel. Tell me that's how you feel. Put them together and you got a love. You hear that? It's my heart. And it beats for your heart. Put them together and you got a love, a love, a love. You see that? They're my lips and they ache for your lips. Put them together and you got a love, a love, a love. What good is love that's in the heart when we're an inch or more apart? Why are we standing here like this when we could be kissing? You know now how I feel. Tell me that's how you feel. Put them together and you've got a love, 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 a love.
Jill Corey singing A Love, which is on the flip side of Love Me to Pieces, one of Howard's favorites, apparently. Well, come Monday, I imagine this program will go back to playing the upside of these records again. I do think before I hand the program back to Howard Miller that I should explain a few things. We've done lots of kidding around about my playing the wrong sides of the records, and I've been bawled out twice, all the way from Canada. Once collect, doggone it. But it was all in fun. Even those two phony disc jockeys, Hey Hey Hayden from Vienna and Pierre Chadreau from Paris, weren't for real. I did those parts myself, you see. Howard neglected to leave us a budget. Now for Perry Como and My Little Baby.
My little baby loves me, loves me. My little baby needs me, needs me. My girl and I can't stay apart because she always wants me, wants me, wants me near her heart. My little baby's lonely, lonely unless she feels I love her only. My little girl just won't be right unless I'm near enough to hug and hold her, squeeze her tight. I'd like to please her, I never tease her, but always tell her that I care. She's such a treasure, I get such pleasure in knowing that her love is something I'll always share. My little baby thrills me, thrills me, because her loving chills me, chills me. And all my life I know that she'll be the only one who'll ever be the only one for me.
My little baby loves me, yes she does. My little baby loves me, yes she does.
I like to please her, I never tease her, but always tell her that I care.
I care, I care, I care. She's such a treasure, I get such pleasure
knowing that her love is something I'm always sharing. My little baby thrills me, thrills me, because her loving chills me, chills me. And all my life I know that she'll be the only one who'll ever be the only one for me. The only one who'll ever be the only one for me.
My little baby, my little baby, little baby.
And that was Perry Como singing about My Little Baby, which is on the flip side of Girl with the Golden Braids. Well, I guess this does it for our 2-week series of what we call The Other Side of Howard Miller. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I hope you haven't minded too much. And remember, wherever you are, wherever you're, whatever you're doing, wherever you go, you'll find it fun to chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. The chewing gum with that refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint flavor. And now, so long, folks.
You've been listening to The Other Side of Howard Miller, presented by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum and featuring George Watson. This program came to you from Chicago. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM FM, Chicago.